Jimmy Norman is finally front and center. Maybe you don't know the name, but you do know the music that he spent 50 years performing, producing, and sometimes writing.
Take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no spending cash. If he
Jimmy Norman is credited with partly writing this song, along with Jerry Ragavoy, which Irma Thomas first recorded in 1964. He spent 3 decades singing with the Coasters and been a creative force behind artists including the Rolling Stones, Jimi Hendrix, Bob Marley, The Temptations, and Ike and Tina Turner. Now, at an age when some other musicians might be singing September Song, Jimmy Norman has made his first nationally distributed album. It's called Little Pieces.
Little Pieces. Little pieces of life, little pieces, little pieces of life.
Jimmy Norman joins us from New York City. Thanks so much for being with us, Mr. Norman.
Thank you very much.
And is that first song autobiographical?
Yeah, I would say so. It has a lot to do with, my reminiscing of some of the things that I've gone through throughout my life. Places and situations, especially the ladies. My first love was Betty.
I took a line or two of a song and started to write about Betty. For the first time in my life, I was going steady. And as I grew, my songs did too. But the words, they weren't ready. No.
Where is Betty now, do you know?
I haven't seen the young lady since, I guess, grade school. That's how long I've been falling in love.
Well, maybe she'll hear the song now.
Oh, I love that. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, so if they're listening in Tennessee, please find Betty for me.
I think I can hear the footsteps already. So. What's the first song you can remember being really proud of?
There was a thing I wrote called These Are the Things. I stopped by to see a friend, and he told me he and his lady had split. He was asking me, how do you write a song? I said, well, just look around your apartment. Newspapers collecting at the door, pajamas lying on the floor, coffee cup with a monogram. Make me think how lonely I am.
Pajamas lying on the floor. Oh, the coffee cup with a monogram. Makes me know how lonely I am. This is bound up in the sink.
Who recorded that song? Do you remember, Mr. Norman?
Howard Cheek.
Refrigerator left ajar, and here's a half-eaten candy bar.
What was Bob Marley like?
Oh man, he was a sweetheart, man. When I met Bob was back in 1968. He came to my house. He wanted to be a rhythm and blues singer. At this time, there was no reggae. It was called rock steady. So we spent a whole day at my house, and we just jammed all day. And we ended up with some good songs.
Do you remember one in particular that you were proud of?
Yeah, he did about 40 of my songs, including one of the songs called What Goes Around Comes Around.
What goes around?
Nothing complicated about him, man. He just wanted to do his music. In fact, I saw him just before he died, and it was like he had a weight on his shoulder that I didn't like what I saw. You know, he had no intention of becoming. He became larger than life.
You could tell the pressure was building up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw him at the Beacon Theater. He almost jumped in my arms, man. Just wanted to talk about the simple things, you know, when we were going swimming. I spent about 7 months in Jamaica with him. And we swam and we would go hiking and, you know, just write music.
There was an old woman living
Can I ask you about the song Caught Up?
Caught Up, A Strange Situation. Yes, this was sort of autobiographical. The lady in California that I met. And we were pretty close. And then I went to Indianapolis, if I'm not mistaken, and ran into a lady that actually was her cousin, but I didn't know it at the time. And we sort of got together, and naturally when they began to try to find out who's who, and I was caught up in a strange situation.
Particularly if there had been a family picnic.
Oh, boy.
I got caught up in a strange situation. Between my wife and my girlfriend. Found out they were close kin. Understand and fix them in. She was a little skinny kid, so shy. Legs are bigger than a house broom. Every time I come inside, she was always running hide in the next room.
I found out they were close kin. Now you understand the fix I'm in.
Pretty
snappy lyrics.
Oh, man. It was an interesting situation, believe me. But all is forgiven, I hope.
Time has a way of doing that, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, right? Time is on my side.
Well, quoting your own words, this is a good time to ask about that song. Our understanding is that you'd like to sing Time Is On My Side for us.
I wouldn't mind.
Thank you.
Time is on my side. Yes, it is. Time is on my side. Oh, yes, it is. Now, you're always saying that you want to be free, but you'll come running back like I said you would, baby. Gonna come running back. I won't have to cry no more. You'll come running back to me. Time is on my side. Yes, it is. I said time is on my side. Oh, yes, it is. Searching for good times, just wait and see. I know one day, baby, you're gonna come running back. I won't have to cry no more. Gonna come running back. Might have myself a part-time love. You'll come running back to me. Hey, baby, go ahead on, baby. Go ahead. Light up the town. Anything your little heart desires, just remember, I'll still be around. And baby, you know, I think I told you this maybe 1,000 times or more. But I know, that one day you're going to miss me and you're going to come knocking. I'm saying, knocking on my door. Hey, girl, time is on my side. Oh, yes, it is. Time is on my side. See, I got some real love, the kind that you need. But you'll come running back. Like I said you would, baby. You'll come running back. I won't have to cry no more. You come running back to me. Hey, time is on my side. Yes, it is. Yes, it is, y'all.
Mr. Norman, that's just terrific.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Just terrific. And our thanks to Karen Tallhurst, too, your accompanist.
Oh, thank you, Karen.
Have you ever met these guys that made the song really big, the Rolling Stones?
No, I saw Mick once on Broadway, but he was too busy to talk, so.
Do you have more music ahead of you in your life and career?
Oh, man, yes, I have so much. I still got a lot to say.
Well, it's your time, Mr. Norman.
I hope so.
Mr. Norman, awfully nice talking to you.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, Scott.
Jimmy Norman in New York. His first nationally distributed album is now out, Little Pieces.
Talking about the truth. Talking about the truth.
And to hear full-length songs from Jimmy Norman's new album, you can visit our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Made out of cheese. Some people seem to tell a lie with so much ease. But when I say I